Thursday was certainly a wild day for financial markets and one that could go down as one of the biggest head scratchers in quite some time. U.S. inflation reads were higher across the board, only adding to the case for more rate hikes from the Fed, more risk off flow, and more U.S. dollar upside. And yet, after an initial aggressive run in those directions, there was a sharp, intense reversal of flow with stocks rocketing back and the U.S. dollar selling off. It was hard to reconcile any of it, but if the market were looking for some justifications of the flow, they would have talked about a report citing more investor-friendly ECB monetary policy, the U-turn in the UK budget, and the potential for the Republicans to sweep both houses next month. But in our view, none of this really adds up. Perhaps it all points to solutions that make for less short-term structural systemic risk to financial markets. But in reality, there is plenty of downside risk that can easily be argued with each one of these stories. We also think it is interesting that despite all of the broad-based selling in the U.S. dollar, the yen has failed to participate, still trading at multi-year lows against the U.S. dollar. Ultimately, the market has been desperate to get some relief from the higher-for-longer Fed policy outlook. And if we look at Thursday's U.S. CPI reads, there is absolutely nothing there to argue for any such relief. And so we're left scratching our head on this Friday, skeptical about this latest reversal of flow and curious to see how it all plays out from here. Key standouts on today's calendar come from German wholesale prices, Eurozone trade, Canada manufacturing sales, U.S. retail sales, Michigan sentiment, and U.S. business inventories. That's all for now.